Hello, everybody. This is Nightclub Norm here with an interesting topic, I think. And that would be simple question. Are nightclubs still cool? There's a simple answer to that, and I'll give it to you shortly. But before I do that, I want to give you a little history. And look, I don't claim to be a nightclub expert or anything. All I'm doing is giving you my personal experiences. I'm 44 years old and I've been in the nightclub business since about 1994. So I've obviously seen a lot of trends come and go, a lot of music styles, a lot of different liquors, beers. Obviously a lot of employees as being a nightclub manager, as you can imagine. But I think what's most interesting to answer the question is, are nightclubs cool? I guess the more relevant question would be, are nightclubs the same as they used to be? Well, one could argue, well, are nightclubs always evolve, of course. You know, nightclubs have never really been the same throughout different generations, different years. The one thing I think that has really changed, and that's why the topic says nightclubs versus social media. And what I mean by that is that nightclubs aren't necessarily going against social media, right? But I do think social media is going against nightclubs, and I don't mean that in any kind of intentional way. I think that back in the 1900s, I'm old enough to say that, in order to get any kind of stimulation, any kind of interaction, any kind of real physical, not necessarily physical, but any type of stimulation, I guess is the best word, you had to actually physically leave your house. If you wanted to listen to music, if you wanted to see pretty faces, if you wanted to get that nightclub stimulation, you had to leave your house. Because if you didn't, your only options were landline phones, which at this point you're just getting audio, right? There wasn't any other thing available at the time. And you had television that was limited to certain channels, and there wasn't such a wide variety as there is now with the dish. Yeah, there was cable and stuff like that, but the content that cable was putting out back in, you know, let's just say the early 90s was somewhat limited, and it wasn't as wide a scope as it is now. I mean, you can literally on TV now watch anything you want, whether that be, I don't know, sporting events, hunting, racing, bikinis, cooking, cleaning, videos. I mean, there's a channel for everything. It wasn't necessarily like that back in even the early 90s. So I think that part of stimulation is there available in the early 90s, but not as prevalent as it is now. And again, landline phones. So those are your two options for entertainment. Social media has changed that a lot. Yes, we know that clubs have changed from the 60s to 70s and 80s and 90s, but the one thing that didn't change throughout those years is that you still had to physically leave your house in order to get that stimulation. Social media has become so popular now that you don't need to really leave your house to get that stimulation. Although it may be just artificial stimulation in the sense that you're not physically touching anyone or anything, but you can FaceTime people, right? So you can see that pretty girl that you were going to probably meet at the club and communicate with her by actually looking at her from your living room or your dining room or your bathroom. It's interesting because you can also get stimulation as far as music. Actually, I would even argue you can get better stimulation through music because you're actually being able to play what you want to listen to. You know, with all these music platforms that are out there, you're not really tied down to whatever the DJ is playing, right? Like, you're your own DJ. You play what you want. You play it when you want. You play it how loud you want. The only thing that really makes you want to go to nightclubs is for the physical contact, right? touching that girl and dancing with her, getting that drink and drinking it, you know. But you can argue, and I probably would as well, you can do that at home as well, and probably save money. If you want to FaceTime a girl, have a beer, and listen to your own music at home, nothing stopping you from doing that. That's why I think this is the biggest and scariest time for nightclubs. Because if we're not evolving and we're not putting out great content and we're not giving our guests something that they cannot get at home, then we are dying. We're dying. So to answer the question, are nightclubs still cool? Of course they are. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think if nightclubs know what they're doing and they have a good staff and they have a good product, and when I mean product, I mean a DJ that's just bumping. I mean a light show that's on point. I mean that door staff that is greeting at the door and they're making you feel welcomed. You go to the bar and you're getting that amazing drink that you couldn't make yourself at home. Now you're giving the customer something that they can't get at home, right? You're making them feel welcomed into your house. You're giving them a drink that they can't make at home. You're giving them music and a light show that incorporates or enhances the music that they can't get at home. So those three things right there alone is what's going to keep nightclubs, you know, relevant and in everybody's mind and make you want to go out. But if you're not doing those one of those three things like badass, yeah, you're gonna have troubles. You're gonna have troubles as a nightclub, and you know, I always say this, and I'll say it 1,000 times. You know, nightclubs need social media. But social media doesn't need nightclubs, right? I mean, whatever platform social media you're on, they don't need nightclub managers, nightclub businesses to help them be successful. But guess what? We need them to be successful. It's if you're not doing something relevant and keeping your guest interested in what you're doing on social media, you're an idiot. It's that simple. I personally am the administrator on our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and that's really just scratching the surface. I mean, there's still Snapchat, and there's all these other up-and-coming. Vero is coming up. You know, it's hard for me personally to get onto those new ones like Vero because they flame out. They tend to be really cool now, but not in a year, so you're putting out this content that's now irrelevant. Like, who cares? Social media is a tricky thing because Instagram established, Facebook established, Twitter established, right? You know that those guys, for the most part, aren't going anywhere. It's not like MySpace, where they just got crushed with those three social media platforms that I just mentioned. You know, we live in a different world, whether you like it or not. And social media has absolutely had a lot to do with that. And I can say that because I remember when there was no social media. I remember the time where, you know, there was pagers. And there was landlines and there was payphones. And it was a different world. Social media has opened up the doors to a lot of different things. So if you want to see what's going on at a nightclub, you really, again, don't even need to leave your house. You know your boy's going to be there, right? And maybe you're not up to it, or you know someone else is going to be there. And even if they're not, you just go to the, you put in Wild West or Midnight Rodeo or whatever nightclub that you happen to wonder what's going on, and you'll get all these feeds, right, of people that are there, and they're snapping, they're tweeting, they're putting up pictures on Instagram, maybe they're Facebook Live, and guess what, there you go, so you're wondering, wow, I wonder if it's bumping over here at this club. Simply punch it into your social media platform, whichever one you choose, and it's right there. It tells you. It tells you whether it's happening, whether it's not. It tells you if any of your friends are there. It kind of makes it easy for you to either want to go or not want to go. And if you were compelled not to go anyways and it's not happening, guess what? You're not going to go. It wasn't like that back in the day. You had to physically get up and get out there to find out if it's going on. Which leads me to my next kind of point with social media. People get to nightclubs much, much later than they used to. Back, again, we're talking mid-90s. People were typically at clubs anywhere from about 10:30 to about 11:30, arriving, right? They're arriving at that time, no later than 11:30 in most cases. You know, they get there before midnight. Nowadays, it's 11:30 to 12:30, right? So what's happening there now, right? So what's happening is that they're getting here later, and because they're getting here later, they're not staying as long. Here in Texas, where I run nightclubs, we stop serving at 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. So if the customer is getting there at 12:30, they're only here an hour and a half. That typically means that they've been pre-gaming. That typically means that they've been drinking before they came in. But that's not good for us because we want them getting here early and then drinking until 2 a.m. Of course, doing it responsibly, but we want to maximize what we call the length of stay. We want people to spend as much money, and of course they're going to do that if they're staying longer. That's just the world we live in nowadays, where people are getting to nightclubs much, much later. Why is that? I don't know. I mean, I guess you could argue social media has something to do with that as well. Because there's so much artificial stimulation on their phones. People are constantly on their phone. And trust me, I'm guilty of it too. I'm on my phone all the time. I wish I could actually track how often I pick up my phone. It would probably be on average every 15 minutes at least. Of course, being administrator on all the social media platforms that I mentioned before, you know, makes me have to do that because I'm responding and creating content and blah, 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 doing all kinds of stuff that you need to do. But I'm not here to beat up social media. I'm not here to say that social media is the devil. I'm not here to say that social media is killing nightclubs. I guess my argument is, and I guess my point, I should say, is nightclubs need social media, but social media doesn't need nightclubs, right? It's very true. Look, the world we live in as far as the nightclub business is evolving. It's changing, and if you're not evolving, you're dying. I am convinced that at some point in the near future, there will be virtual reality type nightclubs. They're not already out there. To where you will set up cameras inside your nightclub, possibly set up, let's say, several different robot types that will have cameras and stuff mounted on them. You'll be able to get into a virtual reality some type of eyewear. And you'll be able to control that robot through the club, right? How cool. How cool is that? Now you're not physically in the nightclub, but you're looking at everything that is in there. So you're walking by a girl you like, and you check her out, and she thinks, wow, cool, look at this robot thing. And your profile picture's on the screen, right? So she can see what you look like. And probably even FaceTime it. You wouldn't even have to put on any type of eyewear. You could probably just stand in front of your phone, mount it, and have like a background behind you. And now you're walking through the club. The robot is actually rolling through the club. Your profile picture is on that screen. And if you want, you can buy drinks, right? You can just go to the bar and the bartender will have all your information. You can have your credit card on file there. So they know that Ben Johnson has an account with us, and when he wants to go to the bar and buy a girl a drink, he can. And if he wants to get her number and all that stuff, it's so much easy, right? If he's interested in a girl and the girl likes him and she sees that she's FaceTiming him and she thinks he's cute, she can start just like tapping onto that screen, right? Well, here's my information. Here, boom, boom, boom. And it comes right to you, straight to you. only thing that you're not experiencing is actually getting intoxicated in the club, but you could be drinking at home, right? You could be drinking a beer, rolling through the nightclub, meeting girls without leaving your house. I'm convinced in the next 20 years, that's what nightclubs are going to be. It's going to be a combination of people physically walking through the club, and then some type of robots with all your information on it that roll through the club with them. I know it sounds weird, right? It sounds super, super weird. But I do think that's where nightclubs are going in the next 20 years. Beyond that, I couldn't even see beyond that. Because then it'll be so just way out there where things will evolve to a point where I couldn't even imagine now in 2018. Think about it. 2038 is what I'm talking about. 2038. I'd hope to still kind of be in the game at 65 years old. But the truth is, nightclubs are evolving. Nightclubs are changing. And if they're not, they're dying. I mean, if you're not on this social media thing and you're not interacting with your guests on social media and you're not somehow doing something, you're missing out because it's free, really. I mean, really, that's it. You're idiotic in the first place not to, because it's free advertising. Now, if you wanted to buy, you know, advertising on Facebook and Instagram, that's a whole nother thing. I get it. But if you're just putting out great content, you don't really have to buy that stuff. You don't. You just kind of rely on what you're putting on there, you know. But be creative in what you're doing. I wanted just to kind of close out this segment with this closing thought. And that is, as a nightclub manager that's been in the business since 1990, you know, whatever, 4 or 5. I've seen the changes throughout the 90s, the 2000, 2010. And now in 2018, I see social media being much, much, much more of a player and affecting us in ways that I've never seen before. And that really is, it's a weird feeling, right? Because it's scary in the sense that social media is giving them stuff that we can't sometimes. But it's also exciting, because if you are doing it right and if you're incorporating social media, you can really make a big, big difference. Like, you don't even really need to do radio and television commercials, right? That's a dying breed too. Radio? Are you kidding me? Radio. Radio, what used to be the way to promote your club. Social media's removed radio. Just like Uber's removed taxis. It's just the way we're going. So it's scary, but it's only scary if you're not evolving with what social media is doing. If you're evolving and you're paying attention and you're putting out great content and you're interacting with your guests and you're listening to what they want, it's exciting. It's exciting because they're going to tell you exactly what they want. And social media and technology is going to give you the tools to do it. But if you're a fuddy-duddy, if you're stuck in the old ways, if you refuse to jump on board the new trends, or even worse, jump on the trends as they're trending down, yeah, good luck. Good luck in today's nightclub business. So in closing, let me just leave you with this last thought. And I've said it before in this podcast, and I'll say it again. Nightclubs absolutely need social media. Social media, they don't need us. They don't need nightclubs. Remember that. The customer is going to go see what you're all about, and the first place they're going to go is the social media. So make sure you're putting out great content. Make sure that your social media platform is current and cool and interesting. Take chances. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Utilize social media to your advantage, because guess what? Your competitors are, and they're probably kicking your ass if you're not. So in closing, let me just say this. We live in a different world, and it's changing faster than, and this is just in nightclub business and probably everywhere. I'm just talking about what I know, right? I don't claim to know everything, but I'm just telling you this in closing. Nightclub business are changing faster than we've ever seen. And if we don't change with it, nightclubs won't be cool. But to answer the question, are nightclubs still cool? Fuck yeah, they are. But we need to keep it cool. We need to make it cool. And we need to listen to what our customers want. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys. I would love to get some feedback. Are you kidding me? Just tell me your experiences at nightclubs. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Let me know. Talk to me. You know, as a nightclub manager and been in the business over 20 years, I'm always learning. I never want to stop evolving. I never want to stop listening to what people have to say because everyone has their own experiences. This is just mine. This is just my personal experience of what I see from social media versus nightclubs. So, man, if you can send me a message, if you can do any of that, please do. Because I am all about incorporating other people's ideas, and I am so much of an outside-the-box kind of guy. Fucking hate doing things that everyone else is doing. That drives me freaking crazy. I don't even look at what my competitors are doing. I don't give a shit. I'm not trying to, you know, I will jump on trends as they're trending up, but I'm trying to create trends, right? I'm trying to do what's cool and have them follow me. I guarantee my competitors are watching exactly what we are doing because we are constantly coming up with new things. So if you have ideas, if you have any kind of input, if you have any kind of outside-the-box ideas or, you know, traditional ideas that just are consistent and work for you that maybe I'm not doing, let me know. Send me a message. Let me know. I really appreciate everybody listening. You have a good day, and I will probably do another segment on social media versus nightclubs, but I'll dive into more of what to post, when to post, what's more effective, and all that good stuff, which is a whole nother segment. So thanks for listening, guys. I will talk to you soon.